listening to Mornings with Bruce Allen.
You know, the morning show is hilarious.
Right here on Texas46Radio.com.
Yes, indeedy. It's Bruce Allen with you. Texas46Radio.com. The weather's it's okay outside. A little bit of a breeze. We're going to have a good day out there. Speaking of good days, I've been very lucky to have these guys in the studio. They're coming off of a two-week Ripley's Believe It or Not and Wax Museum tour. So I've got the guys from Roadside Libby are in the house. Welcome, guys.
What's going on?
Thank you.
You know, you can't, like I tell my guests, that don't wear the cans. There's applause in the background. It's free, so there's no charge to you guys.
Nice.
Man, glad to have you all in the studio, man. This is fun. I really didn't have my doubts that I'd be able to fit everybody in here.
We did.
Did you really? and then your media guy comes along with you too? Man, I tell you what. Ooh, I've got the big time here, guys. All right. How about we state our name, instrument of choice, and blood type as we go across the...
All right.
So whoever wants to start.
All right, my name's Andrew Van Winkle, lead singer and play rhythm guitar, O negative.
Nice. Mike Taylor, drums, percussion.
Chris Brady, lead guitar.
Jack Van Winkle, bass, harmony vocals, and I don't know about that. Probably gravy.
That's good.
And Frank Martinez, I play the fiddle and the pedal steel.
Hey, who's got that mic over there? Anybody else have that mic?
Yeah.
There we go. Now that might... talking to that mic a little bit there.
Check.
Oh, that's definitely better. That's definitely a little bit better. You can take that windscreen off of there, too.
Except don't breathe like...
There we go. Now. All right. Now we're set. Okay. Here we go. For the record, who came up with the name and where are its origins, Roadside Libby?
It was just coming up with a name for the band, and we liked the name Roadside, and we went through a couple different things, Roadside Prophets, Roadside something else,
Maria.
And Maria, and then Chris came up to us one day and said we should name it after a prostitute, which
okay.
We looked it up, and an old Western prostitute was named Squirrel Tooth Libby. She was insane, supposedly, and that's kind of where we got the name from there.
Yeah. You never considered Roadkill Libby or anything. Okay. Well, okay. That's great. I mean, I can't say that. I have no words for that. But that is an awesome story. That's a great conversation piece.
Yeah.
Right.
That is cool, my friends. You guys are celebrating 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and they all said that with a smile. And how's it been?
10 years, 10 drummers. We've been doing good. 14. Oh, you're the 14th.
I'm the
drummer?
10th and the 14th drummer.
Now we've been all doing pretty good. I mean, we're mostly all original band members, and it's been a fun experience. We've had our highs, had our lows.
Okay.
You know, gotten to open for some good bands, you know, and played some venues that we never imagined that we'd ever get to play, and it's been a fun ride.
Very cool. What genre category do you guys give yourselves?
That's tough.
Yeah.
It seems like the scene has changed and it keeps changing over the years. I mean, when we first started, I'd say we were, you know, pushing towards the Reckless Kelly, Randy Rogers, you know, Turnpike, and now we're seeing the genres changing even more. So I guess more we kind of classify more as, I guess, Americana now.
Americana versus Texas country. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Who's got that mic again? I'll tell you what.
We'll share back and forth.
Yeah, there you go. Or put it right in the middle there with you guys. Have the bass player holding on to it there.
Right.
Us nice. Bass players got to stick together. We have important jobs.
You have the microphone holder.
It's okay. So going to the gigs, you guys all travel together.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Who gets shotgun most of the time?
I do. Whoever wants to argue with our pops, my daddy, actually, the sixth member of Roadside Libby, travels with us a lot. But if whoever wants to argue with the navigator up front gets to sit up front.
So whoever says that, everybody else just puts their hands up. Oh, okay, yeah. That's fine.
GPS doesn't work for the old man, so.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. Cool deal. Who writes the songs?
I mainly write the songs. My brother has helped me write a few songs over the years, and this year I think we're going to start trying to write together. We hadn't done that yet.
And as a band.
As a band.
Okay, so you guys play on all your songs, correct?
Mm-hmm, correct.
On all on the EP and stuff?
Yes.
Which is, I don't know, can we consider it a lost art, or is it coming back? Remember back in the Nashville days, you had your studio musicians, you know, and they're still...
Yeah.
They still do it that way, but how many more bands are there now that actually play all of their stuff versus... Has it improved?
You're starting to see more people trying to do it. And that's originally, even on the first one, we wanted to be able to, you know, we wanted it to be us. You know, we didn't want to hire in. What you get on the scene is what you're going to get at a show.
Okay.
You know? And that's why we kind of stick to that formula.
Okay.
In this, so...
It's kind of gone with the rise of the independent labels, too. The more independent labels that are going out there, the more bands that are releasing their own stuff, you see the more bands are performing on their own music on the CDs, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I think that's really cool. We do the same thing because we're a poor man's band. So we hire out the, you know, steel. You know, Tommy Dedham wore a great steel player we like to use, and you know, some fiddle players that we use and stuff. But anything else that we can handle on our own, it's because, you know, when you go back and listen to it, just like you do on this album here, see this album right here, that's the one right there, it's something you'll always have and going like, ooh, see your grandpa played on this one. so how does the songwriting and music process work with you guys in the Roadside Libby laboratory?
Most of the time it's just for me, I just listen to people's conversations. It's always that one little sentence that sticks out sometimes, and that's what I'll write a song about. It's not always about personal experiences for me, and even these guys have said some lines that are like, ooh, that would make a good song.
Yeah, or the situation.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's really a pretty cut and dry, simple process
for you
guys?
Simple process, yeah.
Okay.
Takes a little long time, but yeah.
It takes a little longer, but it's really organic.
Okay, so you guys have... How long have you guys been playing music? Not necessarily all together here, but how long have y'all been playing music individually?
For me, it's been probably since at least 10 years I've been playing acoustically.
Okay.
Probably more than that.
Probably.
Yeah.
39. 39?
Okay.
Showing your age there a little bit,
too. My first gig was I was 5 years old.
Nice.
Yeah, nine. So 22 years.
Okay.
Probably... 12 years
for me. Okay.
About 21 years.
Okay. So there's a lot of there's almost a century's worth of experience or more here.
Well, okay. Taylor really pushes over. Yeah.
He really helped us. Yeah. I've nearly got 50% of that myself.
Yeah, he cheated a little. I was three when I got my first thing. I was getting potty trained, and they gave me this ukulele. They said, "Here, play." Okay. Lots of gigs out there. Lots of gigs under your belt. What is the funniest gig story that you guys have got? Now remember, this is family oriented radio.
That's why it's taking us a while to think about this.
Even though it is .com, you know, somebody else still they'll find me.
Yeah.
They'll hunt me down.
I'll do the A&M one. That one was good. We were playing a gig up at College Station, and it was getting pretty wild. You know, we had some guys trying to jump up on stage, and a cousin of mine, his buddy was in the audience, and he started, guys would jump up on stage, and he would walk over, and he's a big old dude, he got big old muscles, and he would go and grab these guys, and he'd be like, "Hey, come here," and he'd grab them and drag them over to the side of the stage, and we're just watching him do it, and he just tells them, "You stand right there." And he's not police or security or nothing. And those guys are just standing there. We look over, and there's like three or four guys just standing there. And they look over at my dad, and they're like, "He told us to stand there." And my dad was just like, "Yeah, you probably should do it." And he wasn't even, you know, police or security or nothing.
Just some random guy.
Just really intimidating looking guy. So.
Well, you can do that, I guess, when you're...
yeah, he's a good friend.
When you're
of ours.
Huge like that.
We've gotten to play a couple times up in A&M for the Beta Theta Cowboys. And we've had some really good times with them. A lot of times where we got to draw on people with Sharpies and
oh yeah,
have fun at those parties. I mean, yeah, when you bring out trash cans full of like punch and Everclear, you know it's going to be a good time.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
or really bad time. really for somebody. Time.
That's good. You know, I heard a story that I missed. I wasn't with the group at that time. But when Jay and the guys were playing at, I think it was at Moe's, and Katie. I don't know if you guys know Mark Remmert.
Yeah, I know Mark Remmert.
Okay, he was asleep in the blub, as they called it back then, the old traveling minstrel bus, and they used the old Sharpie, and I think they gave him a mustache and a swastika on his on his head, and then they went to stop to get a burrito. And he walked right on into the store and had no idea what had happened to him.
God, dog it.
Talking about bands that y'all have been in, some of the pictures that Mike has posted, how far, you know, some of those black and whites?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How far back did those go, and were any of you guys in it?
No,
sir.
Okay, so before we go there, let's talk real quick about bands that y'all have been in. Before Roadside Libby, fire away, anybody. Grab a mic. And
Chris?
Well, it's actually Jack and Andrew's first band. So yeah. This is it.
Okay.
It's the only one we've ever been.
So they're newbies to the band business, okay?
It's their first band. I've been playing around Central Texas area since I was real little. My dad ran a bar up in Canyon Lake area, and I always get to sit in with the bands that would play and whatnot.
Yeah, just pass the mic along to yourselves, you know. It's just...
Grew up playing with my grandfather here, there, you know.
Okay.
Always had a harp on, that kind of thing, or a fiddle. And luckily, I just stumbled on and was trying to find another band to play with. And actually, most of this band is created from Craigslist.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. So you say stumble along? Was that after a night at a bar or something?
Yeah, that's for
Craigslist. Oh my God! I can play with this guy.
While browsing through the Craigslist personals.
No, that's how you got into the band.
That's how things happen.
The Craigslist, yeah.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah.
I had been in, well, this is actually my first Americana/Texas country band that I've ever been in. I've always been a rock guy.
Okay.
Whether it's playing drums or bass. I mean, we did the Shallow Water thing back in the mid to late 90s, and I played bass in that band exclusively. Played all throughout Austin, all throughout Texas. Had a blast with that. And then been in, like I said, several different bands. Even got two other bands that I'm in right now, just as, like, you know, side things that are fun. We got the Bruce Weldy and I have the thing with the Ace Pepper,
right? Right.
The Homebody's little blues kind of funky thing.
Okay.
Then I also play bass and the Tom Petty tribute.
Sure. Yes.
With Josh Holden and the guys in Three Man.
Right.
So there's too many bands that I've been in to, you know, count, honestly. It's just crazy.
Okay.
Of course, you know, I actually forget most of them, too.
And some we may want to.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Who are we missing here?
Frank. Frankie.
You play with somebody, of course.
I did a little bit of playing. What I've mostly done was I grew up playing a lot of classical, and then I started doing more fiddle stuff, and so I've always been playing, like, weddings and stuff like that.
Okay.
The classical deal. And then... me and my buddies from high school, we would do garage bands and this and that, trying to get started and whatnot. And I played with one guy named Jordan Lee, and we played a lot of folk music, like in where is that? Fredericksburg.
Okay.
Right up there in the wine bars. Oh,
yeah.
Like that. So we would do that and whatnot. And then a buddy of mine found these guys, and he was their drummer for a while. And he had called me and he said, "Hey, you need to come check these guys out." So when I came up, that's when I started I joined the band.
Good.
Tell them what you do now.
Oh, yeah. So now what I do is I teach. I have an after-school orchestra program that I teach in Divine, San Antonio, and in Cibolo.
Okay.
And I teach violin, viola, cello, and bass in the orchestra setting.
Nice.
And we also do, like, fiddle music, jazz, and the classical, and, you know, more pop stuff as well. As a matter of fact, we're going to be playing at the Bluebonnet Festival down in Natalia on Saturday.
Okay. Saturday. So what... age range of folks do you
the youngest in the orchestra, the youngest I teach is 6 years old.
Okay.
And it goes up to high school.
Okay.
But I also do, like, private lessons and stuff like that, and the youngest I started is 4 years old, it's kind of tough when they're that young. Only because they don't know how to tie their shoes or say their ABCs, but kind of play an instrument. So they have to go really slow and be very patient.
So do you ever get any of those that come in and kind of like they start, what do you, play me something. And then they start playing you something and your mouth kind of hangs open going like, why do you want to come to me? The word prodigy. There's so many, thanks to YouTube. You look at all these kids coming up. It's kind of like, I'm just going to put my guitar back in the bag.
I definitely run into students where they play me something that I remember playing, and they're younger than me, and they have the talent to be able to play that at that age, at a very young age, and it blows my mind, because when I was that age, I wasn't thinking about practicing so much. I was thinking more of like, I'll play it and I'll work on it. But these kids are, some of them are just amazing, and they just really do their work, and they love the sound.
So you think, when you come to seeing kids like that, do you think it's in the blood? Or do you think it's, they have, had that passion that early? I mean, I don't know.
I think it's a combo of it.
Extra wrinkle in the brain.
Yeah. I always say those musicians that have that extra wrinkle, they can pick up anything and play it.
Okay. I just have it hard to fathom that, seeing these 3-year-olds playing classical music on a piano, it's like, how does that happen? Type of thing.
Sometimes I'll see those videos and I'm like, man, I need to practice.
Just that little reminder.
Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna have people in radio stations or whatever. When you talk with them, they're gonna ask you, what are your goals in the next 5 years? And I'm going like, the heck with 5 years. For you guys, I consider you guys seasoned musicians. Okay, so I'm going like, where do you see yourselves next year, 2019? What do you see yourselves doing or wanting to do?
We just want to get out in front of as many people as we can. We've been doing it for 10 years, and we've played many of 4-hour shows, and we're kind of,
done
with that. It's we'd like to play our own music and try to get that heard now instead of playing 3 hours of somebody else's.
That helps
music.
When you're opening, especially when you're opening shows.
Exactly.
You get a chance to showcase that stuff, and that's great, and that's what I wish a lot more people got to do. Seasoned veterans or whatever that have music that they want to showcase, that there's really not a place to showcase it unless you're doing opening a show for somebody.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
So very cool. And you just talked about opening shows. Who have you opened shows for lately?
Lately, you got Kyle Park.
Yeah, we did Kyle Park opener.
We got Adam Hood coming up on the 6th. That's actually the first night of our CD release. They'll be at River Road Ice House. We'll be opening up for Adam Hood, which we're huge fans of.
You're going to have your CD release party at the same night?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's going to be the start, and then the next night, April 7th, we'll have another CD release party at the Watering Hole Saloon.
Okay, so you guys marketed that very well. Why not have a CD release party when we're opening for somebody?
Yeah, we got lucky on that.
That's great. That's great to do that. And I wish you guys luck on that and a lot of sales.
I appreciate it.
Well, a lot of sales, but a lot of new fans as well would be great.
It's like,
that's the key.
That would be good.
We don't mind people burning our albums and getting them to somebody else. As long as the music gets out there, we don't care.
As I tell folks, you're talking about burning, as in you.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, people don't do it anymore. Yeah, I'm a little.
We're a
little
too old.
Be careful. Be careful how you say this. Burning can be taken many different ways. Okay.
Yeah,
when you say burning, why would you want to do that? You can just tell somebody like I do. Just put them in the garden. They're great to get rid of crows. But not. Okay, but yeah. let me catch my thoughts there for a second after that one.
Great to listen to when you're eating Tide Pods.
And not only that, put it on Craigslist. There's a lot of folks that are on that are looking at Craigslist as well. Okay, I think it's... Well, let's do this here. And again, PG rated. I'm not going to upgrade it to 13, PG-13. It's going to stay at PG. Do you guys have any nicknames for each other?
I've always been either Taylor or Tay-Tay. I've never been called by my first name once in this band.
Or Hulk Smash.
Or Hulk Smash. Taylor Smash.
Taylor Smash.
Because he's a giant.
So somebody in this band called you Tay-Tay?
Yeah. This one right here.
That's what my daughter called him.
Yeah, that's his
Uncle Tay-Tay.
Oh, my gosh. So that's it. Nobody else has any...
No. Probably no PG.
This is PG.
Yeah, PG.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Let me limit it to what I. So now, you guys need to come up with some nicknames.
Oh yeah.
So when somebody, whoever is going to ever ask you that question again, where do you guys do your recording?
This last album, we actually did it ourselves.
In-house.
Proud to say that we did it. You know. Yes. We would love to have gone to Nashville or, you know, any of the major studios here in Texas and do it. But nowadays, it's about pushing your music, and it costs money to push your music, too. So we decided, let's give it a shot recording. I've done a lot of schooling on recording, and Chris has done some schooling on recording as well.
Okay.
And so has Mike. Mike's been behind the board for past 40 years, probably.
Oh, yeah.
And
it seems like it some nights.
It's...
Well, he was one of those prodigies when he was 4 years old.
It's about just taking the time and trying to promote it ourselves and spend the money on that instead of spending that on the studio. And
okay. It's
kind of a hit or miss. You know, you
That's
never
good.
Know.
Well, when you, have the, talent, as you guys do, why... anybody know a good acoustic guitar player they could play on this thing? You want, if you could do it yourself... Why not do it?
And that's kind of part of the reason why it took so long, too, is because we wanted to make sure that we were doing it right and make sure it sounded, you know, comparable to what was out there as well.
Just give him a little extra time. Give him another 6 months. I think he'll be right on.
He's going to get it in six.
He'll be right on track. There are more than four chords in this song, so he has to learn this.
Waiting for our style to come back into popularity.
But I mean, you know, I was talking to you about, hey, we hope to have it out in, you know, September, yeah. 2016.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't happen, of course, so.
Yeah, I remember talking to you going like, when are you guys going to have some? Oh, we're working on it.
Right there.
And then when you told me it was coming out, going like, well, as soon as I get it in my hands, buddy, then I'll... And I've got it right here. I've got the Roadside Libby Eve CD, EP CD, and very cool art. Who had the idea of what they wanted to put on the artwork? Or who did the art? Did y'all do that too as well?
We did. We used our good friend Andres with Anso Photography.
Okay.
We actually, and then we have his mom, Chris's mom, actually had a buddy of hers that had a snake, and we took one of our friends out there, Holly. And she went out there, and she was our little hand model. And
wow, so there you go. Use your connections.
We shot the picture, and then my mom, Ron Ridbird, actually painted the cover.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, pretty cool.
When you can fool your average radio DJ host here, thinking like, that's a pretty cool picture there. It's like, it's a painting.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
The same with the apple on the back there?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Very
nice. So we'll talk about the CD here in just a little bit. But right now, we're going to do the Fast Five with Roadside Libby and your host, Bruce Allen. Oh, by the way, those of you just tuning in, which should not be just tuning in, we're listening to very intellectual, intelligent conversation with the guys from Roadside Libby. Okay, what I normally do with my guests, and sometimes that's only singular, I'll ask five things that would be maybe their favorites, and they spout off whatever comes off the top of their head. And you guys, I thought, that may not be a good idea. So I'm going to do it to where it's going to maybe relate to all of you guys, and you just have to, you can, because I am recording this too, you can point a finger at somebody, or you can say the name out loud. Okay, here are five things. You guys, I guess after you've done your sound check and stuff, you'll go eat somewhere, I would imagine, possibly. Okay. Who is always the last one to get through eating?
Chris Brady.
All right.
If there's anything like with that. Last in it, just put Chris Brady.
Well, that would be unfair. Let me change some of my terminology.
I think he's checking to make sure we leave our wallets or cell phones at the table.
I'm not the best with the clock.
Well, you know, if somebody leaves their wallet at the table, there's your tip right there. You can throw that in. Who? And in my band, there's no question of the answer on this one here, but who has the equipment breaking down the most?
Chris Brady.
Okay, so what is it that
pedal board maybe?
Well, it's usually like a pedal board issue. I do instrument repair for a living, so yeah, I always come up with new gear, yeah. And it's constantly something uh-huh. that's
not working.
All right, well, I'll wire this real quick so I can take it to rehearsal.
Yeah. So like, what's the matter with?
Well, I just picked this up today to pawn shop. Yeah.
Why is his hair on fire? Okay. I won't use the word late here, but who is always not on time?
Yeah. Man, I'm gonna be the punchline.
That's why you're sitting in the center of everybody over here.
I guess it's. We kind of share it. I'm kind of late too sometimes. So.
Okay. All right. Look at Frank over here. Frank over here is like, I don't fit into any of these categories.
I'm completely professional.
Okay. All right. Let's go with this one here. Who's the best dresser on stage?
Taylor.
Yeah, definitely. The drummer.
The red tie man?
He's the one that tries. No.
The guy that they can't see.
Yeah, probably
the best.
Wait, I figured, look,
there's a mirror involved.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the only time he ever uses mousse on his hair?
Right.
It's not mousse, it's gel.
It's gel? Yeah. Sorry. Do they even use the word mousse anymore? Probably not.
Mousse is a volumizer, you know.
Dapper Dan.
Okay. Well, as soon as you start...
I don't need volume. I need control.
And now you have those... You can get any color you want, too, as well. Absolutely. You can kind of do a little streak in there.
I went for gray.
The more mature look.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, the last question, number five, it stays the same whether it's a single artist or a group. So this will be the first time I use it with a group, and you can all answer individually because this is an individual question. Okay? And I'll start over here. It's your favorite cartoon character.
Favorite cartoon character. Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to go with Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit. Okay. That'll work.
You don't hear that very often, probably.
Well, you don't hear that very often because I know where your mind is probably thinking of the girl in the red dress.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica. Okay, Mike?
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse?
Yep. I've always been a huge Disney fan.
Like the Steamboat Mickey?
Yeah, because that came out when I was born, Frankie. Yes. 1929, that's when I was born. Yes, sir. Yeah. I've always been a huge Disney fan, and as far back as I remember, Mickey Mouse, I always just gravitated towards Mickey for some reason.
Okay. That'll work. Yeah. We'll still continue the show after that one. So.
Mine would have to be Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, yes. What do you love about Foghorn?
The way he talks.
You got to talk a little louder, boy. I see your mouth moving, but there ain't nothing coming out.
That's it.
Okay. Very good. It's the Looney Tunes. Yet you're number one in my book here, brother. Okay.
Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck?
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, it was... I always grew up watching The Simpsons, so it was like any of The Simpsons characters, really.
No favorites?
I guess Bart Simpson was always my favorite because he was always getting into trouble, and I always enjoyed just watching him.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. That's good. So that
He's
was...
the youngest in the band.
All right, so that was a good Fast Five with Roadside Libby. I think I'll have to add a little applause there. They're looking at me going like, is he really putting applause in there? Or is he putting some kind of boo? Which I could edit in later if I need to. So, okay, what we're going to do here in a second, we'll talk about your music. We're going to, you guys are going to do a couple of tunes live. And I'm going to go ahead and get set up for the Facebook Live. And... see, my brain's thinking of a thousand things here now, making sure that the cameras are right and this and that, and I think it's all going to be fine. But we're going to play Let's Move On, which was the first song that you guys sent me for some radio airplay, and thank you very much for doing that. It took, how many years to get it over here? So, and I'm glad I've got it and able to let the world hear it. Because thanks to these .com stations, we're heard everywhere. And I'm glad I get to do it. Tell me about that song and how it came about.
Let's move on, honestly.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just asking.
No, like, there's really not too much story behind that one. It was just, I think it was something I heard somebody say, you know, just let's move on, and I kind of just went from there.
It was one of those songs that
probably took me a year to write. You know, I'd write a little bit here and then write a little bit there. And
okay.
What time do you do chord progressions first, too?
Yeah, I tend to find my chord progressions first and then write.
Okay, well, they weren't saying that directly towards you.
No.
What was really cool about that song, though, is Andrew had been playing around with it for a while, and we came into practice one day, and he started playing that and started singing it. As soon as he started singing it, I knew exactly what I was going to play right off the bat.
Okay.
And then as soon as I started playing it, it was like everything just kind of came in organically and it fit together. We really didn't do much arranging on that song at all because it just came together so quickly.
Okay.
Just when it all clicked. It's pretty weird.
That's good. And that's how you hope a lot of songs come together, where somebody takes weeks and weeks to just finish one tune, or like I said, you could be like AC/DC and record a whole album in a week.
Yeah,
right.
But now, speaking of, any AC/DC fans?
Mm-hmm. Here?
Okay. Yeah. What do you think about the Axl Rose thing? Did you hear? You saw the shows where Axl was in there taking Brian Johnson's spot with a broken leg on a throne or whatever he was on. But, you know, they thought they were going to make a go of this thing. And I'm kind of going like, it's not the same thing, you know. Yeah. And in my honest opinion, I think they could have found any tribute band guy that could have just done wonders. Kind of Journey did.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. But now the latest news was Axl and Angus are in the talks of doing a new album.
Wow.
So, thoughts?
AC/DC is not going to be AC/DC without Malcolm Young.
No.
Malcolm Young was the driving force behind that band. He came up with all the rhythm stuff for that band. I mean, he was AC/DC. He was the guy that co-founded it. And so, you know, that now that he's, you know, gone, it's not AC/DC.
Well, it's kind of like when one thing happened. What was the first thing? Was it
Bon Scott?
Yeah, Bon Scott. I saw AC/DC with Bon Scott, by the way.
Wow.
That was really cool. I saw with Bon Scott, and it was the same show with Molly Hatchet. With Danny Joe Brown.
Cool.
So I'm aging myself there. Really, that was a great show. And what I remember the most about it, at the end, well, part of the show, where, remember Bon would always have Angus on his shoulders and would walk him around playing guitar. So they had them doing that, and then they had one of Molly Hatchet's guitar players on another guy's shoulder, and they were swapping leads. Going around the auditorium, which would at that time would have been the convention center.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are things. God, it's so weird. Those are things you never forget. Stuff like that, going to a concert like that. So where was I at? Oh, in regards to the I lost my place. What are we talking about? Oh yeah, with the AC/DC stuff. But you had the only person that hasn't really had any issues in this thing has been. Is it? I'm thinking Phil, but Phil's not the bass player. Yeah. The bass player, he's going Cliff. Like, I'm done after this tour. He said, I'm not going.
It's Cliff something. I don't
remember. Oh yeah, Cliff Williams, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's done, and everybody else has just kind of went down the poop chute on this thing. They just kind of had their bad run, and then now Angus is wanting to keep things going. And you know, here I'm supposed to be talking about Roadside Living, and we're talking about AC/DC. But hey, at least we have something in common that we're talking about here.
You mentioned us in the same breath. That's pretty cool.
Isn't that neat? Okay, we're going to go ahead and play Let's Move On here in their studio version of it while I get them set up. So don't you guys go away. Hope we haven't lost you. I know we haven't. Because when we started talking about AC/DC, I think I got probably 10 more listeners coming in. So. All right, we'll be right back. You'll enjoy this. This is Let's Move On. It's Bruce Allen and Roadside Libby here on Texas46Radio.com. All right, we are back live in the studio with Roadside Libby. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And fitting into this tight spot. It just goes to show me that I can't have a full band in here when I need to. So, all right. So I'm holding the camera this time instead of having it stationary because it's I've got a group to fit in here on this one. So we're going to just do it this way. So no whining about it. All right. You guys are going to do a couple of live tunes for us here. So tell me about the first tune and what it's about, man.
All right. This first tune is called Whiskey. I started writing it probably 2 years ago. Just a kind of a breakup song and didn't finish it. And came back a year later, and honestly, my father-in-law lost his wife, and I kind of saw the way he was headed, and kind of gave me some more inspiration for finishing the song, and this is what we got.
All right, fire away, fellas. It's Roadside Living.
Myself
Very sweet, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I like that.
I got my microphone down here real quick.
I had Michelle Long say, you got to have a fiddle in the band.
That's right.
That's right there.
I got Shannon. Very cool. They sound good. Man, there you go. Oh, and of course, you got Bruce Wiley. Hey, I know those guys.
The Bruce.
Oh, very nice, man. I heard y'all warming up on the outside. I'm going like, you know, this is going to be good. I don't like this. The acoustics okay in here?
Yeah,
it's very good.
Not that I'm going to open my own recording studio.
Just in case.
Just in case. All right, what do you got planned for us next?
All right, the next song is going to be the title track on this album that we have coming out on April 6th.
Okay, so this is going to be Eve.
This is Eve.
So then I can kind of swap around a little bit with the songs that I've got here and just play that one as your current single cover.
Yeah.
That'll be fine. I'll do that. So don't make me change my mind. Yeah. Fire away, man.
She walked into the room. Everything went silent. She turned every head in the bar. She could have any man or wrapped around her finger. But she chose me, and that's when the trouble starts. Black as gold, she'll bring you to your knees. Beware, man.
Yes, sir. All I can say is, yeah!
Man, I tell you what, that is, I love that tune.
I appreciate it.
That's going to fit right on in with the rotation I've got here, my friends.
Appreciate it.
I've had some folks here saying reminds them of bluegrass, yep. Obviously. So did you want to have any kind of bluegrass feel to it, or just ended up sounding that way?
We just kind of write how we feel. You know, every song's a little different, and we're cool with that. You know, we don't have that kind of cookie cutter.
G is just iconic bluegrass.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Very good. So here we're on Facebook Live still. So if you guys are just tuning in on Facebook Live, which is cool, they love the fiddle. Can you imagine getting showboated here by the fiddlest?
Every gig.
That's why I have to dress so well.
Because otherwise, like, oh, that's a good fiddle. Well, look at the drummer. Look what he's wearing.
Look
at his hair. Is he eating gel?
4, 5, 9.
Okay, let's introduce yourselves once again so everybody knows in Facebook land who you guys are.
How's it going? Andrew Van Winkle.
Mike Taylor.
Chris Brady.
Jack Van Winkle.
And Frank Martinez.
And there you go. And that, my friends, is the group Roadside Libby. You probably can't let me go down here real quick. Let me set it right here. Can I fit you all in there? No, I can't. Well, let's just, okay,
if I lean like this?
If you lean like that, then just a little bit there, and I got a little bit of the bow in there, we're good. Everybody can scoot in if they want to. Tell everybody where they can get your music.
Right now, we have our original album out, which is called Broke Down. You can get that on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all the good stuff. And then we'll have this new one coming out. I think it hits iTunes on April 4th or 5th.
Okay, that sounds good. And how about some upcoming shows?
Actually, our upcoming shows, this Friday we're going to be doing a little acoustic thing in New Braunfels at Conway's.
Okay.
And then after that, it's going to be the CD release, which will be April 6th at River Road Ice House. Will be opening up for Adam Hood that night. And then on the 7th, we'll be at Watering Hole, and we'll have our buddy Jonathan Garcia band coming out with
us. That's very cool. Yeah. And you can leave that pick on the ground there. That's how I collect all my picks right
there.
There
you go.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us in the studio. It's been a pleasure and an honor having you guys in. Y'all have been around here for so long, and is the word just desserts? Good. Yeah, it's like you guys deserve to be heard on my station and many, many others.
Thank you.
I wish you guys
really
luck with what you're doing. And I'm going to catch a live show here sometime.
Seriously.
I promise you.
All right.
You're listening to Bruce Allen here on Texas46Radio.com. We had Roadside Libby in the studio. Thank you again, guys, so much for coming in. And we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after these words and a little more music.